This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. So this is the year that indicators have been on the fritz across the board. The polling numbers weren't as reliable as expected. The money chased the wrong candidates. The endorsements fell flat. But focusing too much on the quirks of this election season obscures an important fact. The media always make mistakes. Submitted for your consideration, Bill Kristol. Kristol is the editor of the conservative Weekly Standard, a pundit notable for being one of the wrongest people in politics. In fact, his predictions are so reliably off the mark that they've earned the catchphrase, Kristol Ball, the premise being that if Kristol predicts it, the opposite will be true.
He was an outspoken advocate of the Biden will run narrative last year.
Joe Biden's going to get in, I'm quite confident. He will signal that he would like to have Elizabeth Warren as his running mate.
Or not. Kristol, a vocal opponent of Donald Trump, uses the hashtag Peak Trump whenever he predicts that his campaign is washed up, which since last summer he has done again.
I think we are past peak Trump.
And again.
I think he's hit a ceiling of about 30%. I do think we're at peak Trump.
But Kristol's predictile dysfunction isn't limited to this election cycle. In 2006, he said that Barack Obama wouldn't win a single primary against Hillary Clinton.
Kristol routinely admits he's a feeble forecaster.
I kind of like being in denial. You know, it's generally a healthy psychological. It's a healthy psychological state often compared to facing reality.
You're not just making a prediction about what's going to happen. They're making a statement of what they hope will happen.
Phil Tedlock says the reason pundits like Kristol seem unruffled by their never-ending errors is that, unlike weather forecasters, political pundits are engaged in magical thinking.
And they hope they will increase the likelihood of that thing happening by saying it.
Tedlock offers the example of former Clinton advisor turned GOP talking head Dick Morris. In 2012, Morris predicted Mitt Romney would win by a landslide.
It will be the biggest surprise in recent American political history. It will rekindle a whole question as to why the media played this race as a nail-biter.
And Morris insisted he was backed by cold, hard science.
I base this not on intuition or on smelling the tea leaves. I base it on reading the polls. It's not a question of being smarter than anybody else. It's that I've done this for a living. And there are very few people on television who talk about politics who've ever made a living doing it.
Wrong and also wrong. What's remarkable is not Morris's stupefying miscalculation, but his admission to Fox's Sean Hannity a week later.
I spoke about what I believed, and I think that there was a period of time when the Romney campaign was falling apart, people were not optimistic, and I felt that it was my duty at that point to go out and say what I said. And at the time that I said it, I believe I was right.
And there we have it. The final vector that explains why election after election, pundit predictions are mostly baloney. It's because the prognosticators want them to be true.
And if the evidence says otherwise, well,
people are more inclined to say, okay, I have a hypothesis. I'm now going to go out and essentially market my hypothesis rather than go out and find evidence that challenges my assumptions.
Evan Osnos is a writer for The New Yorker. In a recent episode of their Politics and More podcast, he highlighted the tendency of pundits to see themselves as exemplars of the American mind.
You can have the perception that you are encompassing the universe of American opinion when in fact you are looking at a set of views of already self-selecting people who agree with you. The reality is a lot of the people who write these stories, ourselves included, live in places like Washington, D.C. and New York. And when you go out to Iowa and New Hampshire, it takes about 5 minutes before you discover that there is this enormous anger out there. The seclusion, in effect, of the part of the media that has a big megaphone from what is, in fact, the lived experience on the ground of a lot of Americans mean that we've been caught off guard.
But we don't need to look to The New Yorker to know this. Here's The New York Times' David Leonhardt on OTM last July.
Donald Trump is almost certainly not going to be the Republican nominee. He has never won elected office. He looks nothing like the profile of people who win campaigns. He is attracting almost no support from Republican elected officials and from Republican operatives and from Republican donors. So Donald Trump is almost certainly not going to be the nominee.
Or we could look even closer at me, because 1 month before that clip aired, I said this. from birther ravings to comparing Obamacare to Nazism to declarations of native Mexican criminality, Trump is absolutely a joke, along the lines of the kid in geometry class making fart sounds in his armpit. Now, I'm not a shill for the Clinton campaign or the Bush campaign or the Rubio campaign. I wasn't lying, and I wasn't trying to diminish Trump's odds. I didn't think he had any odds. I was just saying something that I knew to be true because I just knew it.
And it may be worth noting yet again that it was the majority opinion among us East Coast elites in both parties